But you don't make enough money on it.
We don't make no money. We rent it out for $25 for a wedding. And we already been over there. We pay $15 to clean it after the wedding. We clean it ourselves. You see, we have somebody clean it. Let me put it that way. We pay $15 to clean it. And one time we took the meter just to find out if we wasn't going back too much in the hood. And we have 20-ton air conditioner. And we took the meter, and the meter cost us $9.90. So we paid 10 cents of the wedding. We doing that for the people of Labrador because they come to our fairs. What I forgot to tell you, see, this year, all the three organizations, the Legion, the Church, and the Fire Department got together. And they're going to make a fair now every year like before, but they're going to split it three ways. Well, before that, you have to wait 3 years before your fair comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And they gross, they netted this past year, $41,000 net. So that gives about each other about $13,000, you see. So we enlarged that Legion home, and we enlarged it like this year, and that next year was our fair, and we paid it in 1 year, $31,000. And it's for the benefit of the people of Labradorville. They don't have no place to hold function like weddings, receptions, and you might get together your classmates, you know, all your classmates, reunion of your classes. You know, give a party to your mom and dad, or 50th wedding anniversary, or 25th wedding anniversary. Or you want to give a supper to your friends, you got a company. You want to, and see, our company from the Sugar House gave the party there, the Legion. But you see, a company like the Sugar House, we get plenty of the stuff free. All the paper comes from the Sugar House, every fair. So a place like the Sugar House, we don't charge them. Your fire department has a meeting every month there, and a supper every month. And they have a yearly supper for the wives and sweethearts, you know, loved ones, the girlfriend. And we don't charge the fire department a nickel to hold their meetings and supper every month. Because it's the same person that a Legion has, that a fireman. Not all of them, but not a percent of them.
What would a boy say to a girl if he wanted to go home with her, he would say?
Well, I imagine he would just ask her to go home. That's just,
May I
walk you home, or may I drive you home?
Okay.
Something like that, I don't know.
Okay.
I just said, that'll get it this couple of you.
What about if a girl, say, didn't want to see a boy anymore, she did what?
I guess she just give him the high ho, eh? Just tell him, forget about it. Imagine nowadays, I don't know if they even do that now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what this young generation is doing, you know?
Well, they said that boy hadn't been the same ever since she...
Yeah, she left him, huh? But, they might...
Well, it's always been a fact of my knowledge that short men were heartbreakers. Did you leave a lot of girls when you were coming?
Not too many. Not too many.
Ah, fellas, handsome. But when you're going to a party, you would spend a lot of time getting, before you went to the party, a girl would spend a lot of time in front of the glass.
Yeah, getting prettied up, huh? But the boy don't spend too much time.
One girl trying to make herself.
Yeah. But it's about to the boy, huh?
Yeah.
Of beautifying herself.
There was a lot of competition.
But nowadays, it's the girls that's running after the boys, not the boys running after the girls.
I don't know about that.
Huh?
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that. I believe so too, but I got a young 17-year-old boy, and this damn phone is ringing all the time. And it's not boys on the other end, it's girls.
Yeah.